Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, and I am finally back after a week of feeling like death. but it's given me a good opportunity to go back and watch the movies that I was trying to watch when I was working, and you know, holidays came up. But sometimes being sick is a blessing, especially when you're somebody who covers movies or likes to watch movies and sometimes finds it hard to fit in as many as you would like. So over the last week and a half or so, I've been really sick. I was losing my voice. I was really congested. My son was also sick. So I think he brought something home from school that then got me. But we're both, you know, pretty much back at it. And I'm really happy to finally be here to cover the movie that I'm going to be talking about right now, because I was sent a screener of this way earlier in the month, and I have not had a chance to watch it until now, and I have to say I really enjoyed this. It is called Night of the Missing. It is a Screambox exclusive. It will be coming out on Screambox November 28th, 3 days from when I am recording this, but this will be coming out early for those of you who are on Patreon. So hello to everybody who has been supporting me on Patreon. You guys are getting all of these at least 1 or 2 days early. This is a really, really fun anthology film. When they sent it to me, they kind of told me what it was going to be about and whatnot. And this is actually kind of like a sleeper Christmas horror anthology film, sort of, because there are shots in it where you see Christmas tree at the end. There is like a Santa's bag, but the segments that are in between all like the actual things that are going on, not so much. But that's why I'm calling it a sleeper Christmas horror anthology film. I think it's really, really fun. Let me pull up some of my notes before I really start diving into this, because there's a couple things I really wanted to pinpoint. Was the opening shots of you slowly going towards like a building or just seeing the inside of this police station, because it essentially takes place in a police station. But when you cut to the anthology parts, like the other segments, obviously they're in different parts of a neighborhood or the world or wherever it may be. So opening shots, and I touched on how it's kind of like a sleeper Christmas horror film. And I really, really like that. The atmosphere throughout this whole film, I thought, was really, really well. It kept my attention. And sometimes when it comes to anthology films, it's hard for you to keep my attention when you're bouncing between so many different segments. But the one that I can think of recently that really, really made me feel something and like had me like at a grasp was Symphony, a Clubhouse Horror Anthology, which I'm also going to be showing with a lot of the directors and filmmakers and writers of that film on December 7th at Cinema Salem. And as this video is coming out, or episode is coming out, there is a discount code for all the tickets for anybody who wants to come out and support the film. There's also going to be a raffle going on. That we're raffling off a big size poster with everybody who's there signing it. The discount code is for 50% off any ticket. All I got to do is use code SYNPHONY. But that's for my little tangent for something that's coming up and also related, because it's also on Screambox. And they will also be sponsoring that event. You guys will be getting some extra goodies from them. But back to Night of the Missing. So the atmosphere is really good. The music I thought was also really good. It wasn't super cliche or anything like that. When it comes to like anthology films, they're always like kind of like goofy or wacky, you know, like they have some kind of like weird feeling to it, unless you're trying to be really serious. But this one, it is pretty serious, but also not at the same time, because there's some segments that are a bit like, whoa, okay, so this is a serious thing going on. And then it kind of twists its head and something happens. Also, the color in this film, even though it is mainly in dark areas, but I thought they were doing a really, really good job of lighting things, adding color to the segments, adding color to this police station, even though it's pretty much in darkness the entire time. And there's actually some really good practical effects going on in here. I think that might be a couple of CGI things, but I'm not 100% sure on that. From the way I was watching it, it looked like everything was essentially practical. So those are just the key points I really want to hit on. Now let's go, and I'll read you the synopsis and then give you a little debrief on everything else that I haven't touched on. All right, so the synopsis of this is the sheriff of a small town is a serial killer. A mysterious woman visits him and starts a conversation about this the crimes he committed. So that's not 100% accurate. It's not a he. It's a she. So IMDb, you have failed me. But that's also a spoiler. Wow, I really should have double checked that before I went to say that. Oh, this one's better. So this is on Rotten Tomatoes. This is on a stormy Christmas Eve night, so it is a Christmas holiday horror film. I knew it. A small town sheriff gets a visit from a mysterious woman. It's 1 hour and 13 minutes, which I thought was great. It is directed by Samuel Gonzalez Jr. and Matthew Hershadier. And it's also written by Samuel, and he also produced it. So some people that are in it: Meredith Thomas, who is the sheriff. We have Jill Aubrey, Gigi Gustin, Bill Moseley, which I was really surprised to see that on the names that are being popped up. But don't be like excited to like see him do anything in it, because it's really just his voice. But the way that he does his voice acting in this film is very haunting. And it also might remind you of a certain character from a certain franchise from a certain number. But overall, like, this film was really, 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 really well done. It was a bit different than a lot of these other anthologies. So essentially, in this police station is a giant board, right? That has a bunch of missing people in it. And a lady like walks in as a janitor, lights go out, and you go through all these different segments, and they're all very, very different and also very, very fun and weird at the same time. But I don't want to spoil too much stuff, since that just spoiled pretty much the ending of the film. But it's really, really fun. And if you guys are out there seeking new horror anthologies, definitely give this one a try, because it was a lot of fun. Like I said, it's going to be out on November 28th on Screambox, Night of the Missing. I'm keeping this very, very brief, because I want everybody to go and experience this and have a lot of fun with it. I think there's four segments, four or five. I think it's four. I could be wrong though. But they did not overstay their welcome at all. I thought it was really, really well done, especially usually when it comes to anthology. Movies. It's multiple writers and directors, and this is just one, actually two, like a duo, and they did a really, really good job. So go support Screambox. Go catch this on November 28th on Screambox, and I will see everybody on the next one. Have a good one, everybody.